Yeah, something different. This was my first time seeing it here today, so no, it looks really nice now. Something different going back to white. I think it was maybe the early 2000s, 2001. It's the last time Sligo wore white, so no, look, it's different, and hopefully it might bring us a bit of luck this year.
Yeah, going back to a bit of tradition, maybe.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I think back then or back in the day, Sligo would traditionally wore white, so yeah, I think that's the plan. And look, it's something different, but hopefully it might bring us a bit of luck.
What's morale like in the Sligo camp ahead of the Carlow game?
Yeah, really good. Now, in fairness, a lot of guys coming back at the right time, few injuries clearing up. Supposed to be put on a decent display against Roscommon in the FPD League. But look, none of that counts unless we start getting points on the board. And suppose starting this weekend, if we can get 2 points, which would be a very tough ask, morale will be higher again. And hopefully Carlow's going to be a very, very, very tough test. But I hope we can come back up the road with a couple of points on the board.
Yeah, you're getting one of the longest journeys away, out of the way, first of all.
Yeah, it's a tough journey. We're heading down Saturday night. So yeah, I think we're going to get a bit of a run out on the park down there. And I haven't played there myself, so haven't seen the stadium, haven't been on the grass either. So it'll be nice to get a run out before the game Sunday.
Some supporters are wondering, well, might this be the year they finally get promotion from Division 3? Others are saying they'll do well to stay in it. It's that sort of league, isn't it?
It is. It's really tough. I was chatting to someone recently, and I think 2 years ago, or might have been 3 years ago, we bet the two teams who got promoted in Tipperary and Kildare. And yeah, if I have it correctly. And I think that year we might have lost one of the teams getting relegated. So it's just all about consistency, especially in Division 3. Anyone can take points off each other. But look, that's the goal at the end of the day. We want to get out of Division 3. I'm 6 or 7 years on the panel now, and I've always played my football in Division 3, so it's
you know it inside out at this stage.
Yeah, unfortunately it's not great, but no, look, it'd be great to get out of it. And if you want to be competing at the latter stages of the championship, you need to be playing the better teams and up in the higher divisions, so that's the goal.
Well, from your experience of playing in Division 3, Niall, to what extent is the tone set by the first game, and whether you win it, draw it, or lose it?
Look, it's hard to read into it. It's something that you read back on probably at the end of a league campaign. But don't get me wrong, if you come out in the first game with 2 points on the board, especially away from home, it's huge. It's a huge advantage, and it gets a bit of belief in the team and installs a bit of confidence in the lads as well. So yeah, it's huge. Teams have lost their first game or two before and still went on to have a strong league campaign and push on promotion as well. So we won't read too much into it, but we're hoping that it brings a win as well.
You like to attack, go forward, and the FBD, you can only read so much into it, but it looks now there's an additional bit of artillery around you in young Luke Towie, Sean Carabine. Is that encouraging for you as someone who likes to score or set up scores?
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose the more forward mind thinking guys around you encourages that type of play, and I suppose that's as a forward, as an inside forward as well. You're probably selfish in the fact that you always want the ball coming in and coming in as quick as possible. So in terms of my own game, yeah, from a selfish point of view, but look, you have to play what's in front of you. An attack of football is obviously easy on the eye as well, and hopefully going forward we can play that more, that traditional style.
Are you glad the hand pass rule is gone, or did it bother you?
Yeah, it's a funny one. At the start, when it first came out, it really annoyed me. I wasn't sure how I was going to adapt, but as the games were going on, I was beginning to adapt a small bit. But look, I think it's better off. I think it does encourage a small bit of go forward ball, but it was too much on referees at the end of the day, and so it was a bit of a nightmare when you're trying to break down blanket defences and you've only 3 hand passes, and there was more times I wasn't counting what hand pass was on, so never mind the referee. But no, I think it's better off that it was scrapped at the end of the day. But look, it's encouraging enough that the GAA are trying to solve something to improve the game, and maybe these other rules might fix a couple of problems.
Well, listen, we hope you're looking up and not down at the end of this Division 3 campaign. Thanks, Niall.
Thanks, Austin.